NPR News in Washington. I'm Craig Windham. There have been more airstrikes today by Libyan warplanes against rebel positions in the key oil port of Ras Lanuf. NPR's Peter Kenyon is there.
Gaddafi forces dominate the sky, of course, at this point. There are some anti-aircraft positions that fire, but many of these planes operate very high up. So it's a clear advantage for the Gaddafi forces, and a number of people have said, you know, we can deal with this, we can fight on the ground, but we need something, someone to take care of this air force.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Ras Lanuf, Libya. Oil prices have eased back a bit today after Kuwait's oil minister said the OPEC oil cartel is considering steps for dealing with any drop in oil supplies because of the unrest in Libya and across the Middle East. The Obama administration is keeping a close eye on rising gasoline prices, but why White House spokesman Jay Carney says the decision on whether to tap into the nation's strategic petroleum reserve will not depend only on price.
The price of oil is one of a number of factors that are looked at in making that determination. But not the sole factor.
Carney says a key issue is whether there's a major disruption in the flow of oil. 20 people are dead in Pakistan after a powerful car bomb explosion today. More than 100 others were injured. The BBC's Orla Guerin says the blast occurred at a gas station in the city of Faisalabad.
There were a number of other sensitive locations close to that gas station. There was an office of Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. There was a military intelligence building. There were also police offices and government offices in the neighborhood. Faisalabad itself, which is the third largest city in the country, is relatively stable. It has been spared these kind of attacks in the past, but it is located in Punjab province, which is increasingly seen now as a hotbed of activity, not just by the Taliban, but by various other militant groups and networks.
The BBC's Orla Guerin in Pakistan. The Senate votes today on two competing spending bills to keep the federal government funded and operating through September. But NPR's David Wellner reports disagreements over how much to cut spending will likely doom both bills.
Senate Republicans want to pass a plan their House counterparts approved last month that shears $61 billion from domestic spending over the next half year. Senate Democrats back a rival measure that cuts $6.5 billion during that time. Majority Leader Harry Reid predicts neither proposal will get the 60 votes needed to pass.
The House and the Senate Democrats and Republicans should return to the negotiating table. We know a good compromise on common grounds awaits us. The country is waiting, too, and time is not on our side.
Current funding for the federal government runs out March 18th. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The crew of the space shuttle Discovery holds a ceremony this morning to celebrate its final flight. Discovery is set to land tomorrow. This is NPR News from Washington. Events are being held around the world today to mark 100 years since the first celebration of International Women's Day. The day is now recognized by the United States and dozens of other countries, as well as by the United Nations. Human rights advocate, journalist, and wireless access lobbyist Louisa Hamden Piette is speaking in Norman, Oklahoma today at one of the many events celebrating the day, and she joins us now. Louisa, what are some of the points you'll be making about where women are in our society and in the workplace now as compared to a century ago?
There has been enormous progress. Women can now vote. Women have right to property, more women in the workforce.
Well, what do you see as the areas in which women still need to make the greatest strides?
The economy has impacted women tremendously. And in the developing nations, there needs to be some concerted effort to make sure that women do not continue to be impacted the most with this economic crisis.
So how do you think some of the changes you're going to be advocating will eventually be realized?
We do not need to have big global meetings. What we need is advancement in the local level, and I see a lot of progress in terms of microcredit and the development of women in the third world. Women are increasingly receiving equal education, and also in the workplace, women are being promoted more and more, but it's still a very disappointing figure statistically when you look at how many women are actually in senior management positions throughout the world.
Thanks, Louisa. That's Louisa Hamden Piette, who speaks at one of the events today celebrating 100 years since the first day of International Women's Day. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.